Welcome to the Careering into Motherhood podcast. I'm Jane Johnson, the founder of Careering into Motherhood. We're a community of women with children who feel that motherhood and career ambition should be easier than they currently are. Careering into Motherhood is about connection, community, and coaching. And this podcast is just one of the things we offer our community. Our largest community is over on Facebook, where we have nearly 12,000 members who every day connect with each other, share ideas, challenges they're facing, and support one another. Our community is underpinned by a cohort of around 40 professional coaches who share expert advice and help our members with anything from relationship challenges, Zen parenting, launching a business, addictive behaviours, to career change. Pretty much anything that you might face as a working mother. If you head over to our website, you'll find the UK's largest library of online resources. And if you think it might be time to work with a coach, we can help you find your perfect match. Just head over to our website, www.careeringintomotherhood.com. So now you know more about us, let's get into today's interview.
Hi, it's Rebecca Newenham, your guest podcast host for this episode of Careering into Motherhood, and I'm delighted to be talking to Ekaterina Ward about a vibrant midlife, how to reignite your spark in work and life. And I'm really excited for this conversation. Ekaterina, wonderful to have you with me today. You're a business coach for mothers in business over the age of 40. And I know today's session is going to be fabulous. You're going to give us some really great tips for our audience to actually go away and action. So we're going to look at dynamic challenges and opportunities that mothers face in their careers and also in their personal lives during midlife. And it's vital, isn't it, that we can really give some support and strategies for that stage of life. So if you're happy, we'll start off with our first question. So what do you find are the most common challenges that mothers face in midlife when it comes to balancing career and also personal life?
First of all, it's so great to be here. And I think launching into the answer of this question, I'm just going to give you a quick snippet of how today looks for me. So my husband is being investigated for a health issue. So that's a huge thing on mental thing on my mind, the mental load. Don't we love it? I am supporting my mother with a hip replacement operation. When there, she's in another country to support her physically. Now is the recovery. I am online and on phone call for that. My 10-year-old is going through a 11-plus process, which is extremely stressful, if you know about that. And also, to round it up, we have entered the last quarter of the year, and I'm serving clients, and I really am focused on getting all those goals and bringing those projects to end that I have set for myself. So to bring this back to all the listeners, we are stretched thin, aren't we, on all fronts? And looking at the clients who come to me for support, I have identified three areas of challenges. They're physical, they're mental or emotional, and they're energetic. The physical ones, I think we all agree that if you're post, you know, after 35, highly likely you have had an onset of perimenopause. And that poses huge energetic, physical, and mental challenges. It's no joke. We know there is a lot of information about that. And so that's the health aspect. Then there is that mental and emotional aspect, which to me comes down to lack of support. We know better in relation to how can we support ourselves physically, emotionally, how can we support the people we love, how can we support our children, and we want to do better, but we are more unsupported and isolated than ever. And I will give you a quick example. I don't have any extended family here. It's in another country. this happened to be the case for most of the women that I talk to, whether they are like me, moved to another country, or whether they just don't have that community on within reach. And I'm going to move to the last, that's the energetic challenge. Many of the women coming to me are saying, I've lost that vibrancy, I've lost that oomph, I've lost that zinc for life. It's all gone. I am literally suffocated in within demands throwing at me for all direction. Don't ask me who I am or what I want to do because I don't have the time to think about that.
Yes.
And that to me comes down to the huge identity shift. As you know, Rebecca, we go through a massive identity adjustment when we become mothers. And now, at that time when we are talking about 40s, it's a huge identity shift going into, and really a huge opportunity, I would like to say to my clients, in what is it that you want to create in that next, I was going to say last, but no, in that next season of your life. So these are my observations.
Yeah. And I remember when we did our sort of pre-talk, you spoke about if not now, then when? And that really resonated with me because I think it's a really powerful stage that we're at. We can get consumed with having children and sometimes get lost in the chaos that comes with that, don't we? And actually this stage that you're talking about is vital, that we're getting the support and encouragement and also seeing it as a real positive for us. And I think you're right, we get lost sometimes, can't we?
We get lost and I would say we are unsupported, which is why had we had the support and had we had the real understanding of the issues that we are going through, then we would set the time and space to really kind of decide where we are, to be open and honest with ourselves about what is really going on and what we are tolerating. And let's face it, Rebecca, to me, it all comes down to this. If we had the time and space, if it starts with here, if you were supported, we would have the time and space to ask ourselves this question. And when we hear the answers to these questions, we would find the solutions because we are women at the peak of our wisdom. We are in our 40s. Yeah. We are peak of our strength. Most of the women I'm talking to are at the peak of their leadership positions. We have that, but we don't tap into that because we have no time to stop and think.
Yes, which we know is vital. So have you got some practical tips you could share with us then on how to actually get the most out of this stage of our life, both for career and personal?
Yeah, I have. I would really like to keep this very simple, very practical. And I don't, it's me and you have discussed. I don't want this to be another conversation. So I just want to talk about the HELP acronym. HELP is the acronym. And the HELP acronym stands for Health, Evaluation, Leadership and People. So starting with the health, I think being really open and honest about where we are into our health journey, where we are into the perimenopause, it's something that we could easily get answers for had we set time, go to and speak to our GP or go to a private medical provider you can do blood tests. This is how I started. This is how I found out where am I in my perimenopausal journey. Check for markers of inflammation because the bottom line is these hugely affect how we show up in our business and what we give to others. And so health, I cannot say how important it is to start right there. The second one is evaluation. Evaluation is exactly what we said. Set 5 minutes of your day. Usually I do this before I come to bed because some people rise early and do it before they start their day. That's not me. For me, I set up 5 minutes before I go to bed and I ask myself these questions. What gave me joy today? Number one. Second, what did I put up with? What did I tolerate it? And number three, what am I a yes? What am I a no to based on how I answer question number two for tomorrow? And so evaluation is really giving yourself a tiny pocket of time where you actually have this meeting with yourself. Because again, I would like to say, when you hear it, when the subconscious become conscious, you will find a solution. And the next one is leadership. I cannot tell you, and I actually want everyone leaving this conversation to know, every issue or challenge we are experiencing is a self-leadership issue. It means that it's not what life throws at us and all these demands, but we are not leading ourselves effectively to what it is that we said we want. And self-leadership means setting boundaries, asking for help, being open and honest in what am I tolerating? Where am I suppressing my self-expression? Because that leads to depression. That leads to that loss of vibrancy that we spoke about. So all of these things. So I can't tell you how crucial the self-leadership element is. And the next one is people. And then inevitably, for me, it means help. Ask for the support that you need. Is it somebody to help you at home? Or is it a network that you'd like to tap into? Paid help, free help is always available. It's a change of mindset when you say, there is no one here to support me. That is a mindset issue, because that's not the truth. And I know that based on clinical studies of hundreds and hundreds of women. Okay. And so remember help.
Yes.
Things that you did. So just to tap up again, investigate your health, because as one of my mentors said, you are the golden goose. You are the one that is who.
Absolutely. And we're often the ones that, yeah, if we're not on sort of top form, then how can we expect everyone else to? Yeah.
And exactly. And she used to say, protect the golden goose. You are the golden goose. You're the one that lays the egg. So investigate that health. And I think this will come out, this conversation will come out just at a beautiful time when people are starting to think, where do I want to be in the start of this new year, 2025? Yeah. That needs to be the priority. Then number two, am I leading myself effectively to what I want to create in this season of life? Or am I falling victim, saying that everything or everyone is against me? The next one is, am I asking for the support that I need? It's as simple as that.
Yeah. And actually, as we know, asking for support isn't a failure. But I think often we're led to feel like that, aren't we? That we should be actually doing it all and carrying the ship forward, when actually we all know a small, you know, even like this morning, I've had my cleaner here. That to me frees me up, and I know I can start my week on a Monday feeling relaxed and calm, because that's been done. Doesn't mean that I'm sitting around not doing anything. And I think it's how we carve out that time for us, isn't it?
Asking for help is leadership. Asking for help equals leadership. Because I think most of us will associate myself personally, we come from these corporate careers and backgrounds, and this is the, this is what a CEO does. You look at it strategically and you bring on what needs to be brought on in terms of help on hand. So, yeah.
And I loved your evaluation piece, and I love that sense of a meeting with myself. So would you be writing that down as a sort of a journaling style, or do you think it's just as effective to sort of think it through?
So I think that this very much depends on, I personally don't write, but there is a huge conversation about how journaling and actually having the process of taking the pen and writing it really helps. If you can do that for 5 minutes. For me, sometimes I actually record. I like to hear my own voice.
That's interesting.
Voice notes for myself. But if you feel like writing will get you into it, I would always say, take the path of least resistance. If you think, picking up the pen, it's like, it's not going to happen. Don't have a pen handy. It's becoming this big thing. Take the path of least resistance. Just do it. Record a note. Think it if you go to bed. If you haven't had the chance to record or write, just do it.
Yes, just do it. No, I love that, because I think it's very often, it's very easy to sort of make excuses, isn't it? We all know about habit forming, and actually just cracking on and doing something makes it happen and makes it a reality. I love that analogy. Thank you. So in terms of helping us maintain a sense of self and identity, What sort of significant changes do you think we can do to sort of support this change that's happening to us?
I think firstly, it starts with the awareness and starts with knowing that this season of life is a huge invitation. And whether you are conscious of it or not, it's an identity reset. So my invitation is to take the invitation of an identity reset and go down the direction of empowerment and what is it that I want to create, rather than the path of victimhood and sabotage. Because when you start thinking, I'm unsupported, nobody thinks about me, I'm here just grasping for air, then that's not leadership. You need to lead yourself out of this puzzle. And just to keep it again very, very practical, I am going to start with, firstly, again, awareness. It's a huge invitation. Your identity is shifting. You are in the driving seat of where you want it to go. And with that starts, again, the conversation of meet yourself where you are. This goes with this 5 minutes, which I really encourage everyone to do, 5 minutes of, or a pocket of time where you really meet yourself where you are. Here, I will take a second to explain. This means being blatantly open and honest about where is it that you really are. What is it that you really feel? Because very often is culturally programmed in us to brush our feelings and emotions under the carpet, to press on, to hustle. But that's not serving us. So this invitation is to meet yourself where you are, to say the truth to yourself. The truth that you don't want to hear most often. What am I tolerating? Again, I'm repeating these questions because they're really important. What am I tolerating? What have I put up with today? And generally, what am I yes to? What am I no to right now? Because this change, and how am I going to stand up to my yes and my no tomorrow? And so number one is being blatantly honest. And it sometimes my invitation is to catch yourself, because we say all sort of porky pies and stories to ourselves. Yeah. We have an excuses. We say, I am feeling this, but, and we dilute it. We negate it. We brush it under the carpet. It's justified. No, it isn't. Okay. And the second thing is, take that invitation for an energy, for and identity reset. Ask yourself, okay, if I am a clean slate today, who do I really want to be? For me, I pick up these role models that I have in business, and I have separate. Some are business role models that I have. Some are style, because I like to look stylish. You know, some are energy level women. And I pick up these role models. It's like, oh, I want to be that. And then ask yourself the question, who do I want to be? Okay, this is who I want to be. And if you only commit to change one thing from the person, the identity of the person that you really want to be, tomorrow, today, in this next moment after you hear this, imagine how these small incremental shifts, imagine where is it that you're going to end up. So, because here is the thing, I think the value here really is giving yourself the time to meet yourself where you are, to be blatantly honest. I'm going to say this because it's so important. Lots of my clients really cheat. Don't hate your experience. And number two, ask yourself the question, who do I really want to be? Because when you ask yourself those two questions, let's face it, at the age of 40, you will know the solution. And
yes,
ask yourself the question and really commit. If I change 1% from that identity, then you're moving in the right direction. And this is, you know, again, at the age of 40, we have the skills. Here is what I want everyone to know. At this age, the most beautiful thing is that you have the strength, You have the transferable skills. You have the network to do anything that you want to do. Now, fear will tell you otherwise. Fear will tell you you're not enough, you need another qualification, you need to retrain for that, you need another person, you need more time, you need more energy, you need... Here is the thing. You have everything. You have all the transferable skills. You have all the network. You have all the strength inside of you. And as, again, I would like to round this up saying, one of my mentors was saying this, fear will stop you. It's not that you don't have what it takes, it's that fear will stop you. And I want to leave that metaphor that's helped me immensely. So one of my mentors used to say to me, okay, Ekaterina, I have fear. I know I will always have fear. I imagine myself being behind the driving wheel of a Ferrari, let's say. And I know, because I'm a wise woman and we are all wise women here after 40, we know the fear will be next to you. It will be sitting next to you, it will be sitting behind, but it will be there. And she said that I let the fear be there. I don't let them touch my steering wheel, my driving wheel. I don't let them touch my radio. When it gets really loud, I put my vibe up, I put my music, and I'm like, I'm doing this anyway. I'm driving there and it's happening. I know you're going to be here. I know you're going to tell me I don't have what it takes. I am in control of this vehicle. I am in control of the vibe and the music.
Oh, I love that. Because we are in charge, aren't we? And it's how we protect ourselves, but also understand where we want to go on that car journey. Oh, I love that.
We forget, and it takes a second of remembering. This is why we know coaching is so powerful. We shift the way we see things. And when we shift the way we see things, the things we look at change. So very powerful. It's helped me immensely.
Oh, hugely. Oh, I love that. So in terms of free resources, I know you've got some lovely breakthrough sessions and you offer so much. So what would you like to sort of highlight at the end of this conversation?
At the end of this conversation, mainly as we chatted in our conversation, I would really love people to come over to my space. I'm creating an incredible community for mothers in business or mothers who are in corporate jobs. And the way to do that is if you join, I think it will be in the session notes. There is a link to join my email list. All the exclusive invitations are there. I am doing free coaching sessions. I'm doing free almost like courses. And I think this is the best place to start. My focus on this year, as I said to you, and continuing to the next year, is just to really nurture my community, to offer the value. I am a few months away from 50. And if not now, then when? I want to share everything that I have learned through many years and years and years. And I know I've got a lot to teach.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I can't thank you enough for showing up with everything that you've got going on today. And you've shown us how you're so authentic and real. So love those tips. And I know you're going to give real value to our community, and how wonderful to lead us into 2025. And I love the whole protecting the golden goose. That's really powerful. And I'm going to pop that on my vision board for sure. So thank you so much. I've loved our conversation today.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's been a pleasure.
Well, what a wonderful conversation with Ekaterina. I'm sure you will all be having lots of things to think about for taking you forward over the next few months. I really took hold of the protecting the golden goose part of our conversation. As women, as mothers, we've got so much going on, and if we're not looking after ourselves and protecting ourselves, then you know, so much of life can fall apart. So I really took that value, the health part of what Ekaterina was saying. We all have the skills and the network, and we need to really find the strength within us and be honest with ourselves. So I'm sure you will have taken a lot from this conversation and just really enjoy it.